Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Incendiary Radio. It is the 25th day of September 2016. We're going to be going into the 26th day of September 2016. And welcome to the broadcast. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to always support the network, folks. Tonight I have a special guest, somebody who I've been watching on YouTube for quite a while and reading his material for quite a while. And I'm going to have him on probably for about the first hour. And if he wants to go a little bit into the next hour, that's fine. This is Professor Anthony Hall. Now, he's at the University of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. And he is a full professor, PhD of history, Canadian history expert, Native American history expert, and he's also the co-host of False Flag Weekly News with Dr. Kevin Barrett, who writes for Veterans Today. And both of these guys I consider pretty much false flag detection experts, and they got a very, I mean, it keeps me sharp to watch the program every week, and I watched it yesterday. They went into a lot of stuff, and so Professor Hall is the author of The American Empire and the Fourth World, Volume 1, and Earth into Property, Colonization, Decolonization, and Capitalism, Volume 2. And Volume 1 was a winner of the Wilfred Eggleston Award for Best Nonfiction Work by an Albertan Author, 2004-2005. And Earth into Property was chosen by The Independent over in the UK as one of the best history books of 2010. And I've got a 17-page, basically, you know, compendium of all of Professor Hall's works. He gets into everything from, you know, TWA Flight 800, 9/11, Fukushima, Daiichi, which I do want to talk to him about a little bit. And just all of this stuff that's posted in Global Research and Radical Press, Voltaire Net, tons and tons of work. And so, Professor Hall, welcome to the program.
Hello, Robert. Can you hear me very well?
Yeah, you sound perfect.
Great.
So the reason why I wanted to get you on tonight is because I've seen what has happened to you now with this long line of academics that are really getting targeted by folks at the B'nai B'rith and some of these similar kind of fellow traveler organizations over there, basically trying to shut down academic freedom, free speech, free thought. It's getting very Orwellian, and so I know a lot of my listeners watch False Flag Weekly News, and so I wanted to get you on to kind of, you know, go through this and really go through what you're facing, you know, at the university up there. You know, there's a police investigation. Somebody threw a you know, kind of a very hardcore, goofy post onto your Facebook profile, and now the B'nai B'rith gang up there sicked the police on you, and they've sicked basically your bosses at the university on you. So let's go through this and you know, go through exactly what happened with you, because I want people to hear the kind of gangsterism that's going on against the last academics out here that are really trying to tell the truth and give people out here in the world you know, decent information. So, you know, go ahead and give us some background on what you're facing.
Hi. Well, I have worked in Native American studies at the University of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. In 2000, I started a field called Globalization Studies. Mm-hmm. And so this is my 26th year. I am a tenured professor, have been for 20 years. And tenure, of course, is an institution that you can't be fired for your political views. And it's a very important way to protect what is called academic freedom. And in fairness, the University of Lethbridge has faced criticisms. Well, why do you have this conspiracy theorist working in your faculty? You know, that's what they call you. And then up the ante, and it becomes anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist if you're talking about 9/11, for instance, and you happen to notice that Israel government and Israel First Americans, neocons, had a lot to do with 9/11, that Muslims didn't do 9/11. It was an inside job is a problematic phrase because it raises the question, inside of what? But in any case, so now they're pulling out this B'nai B'rith organization, which is part of a worldwide organization, the Anti-Defamation League. And, of course, Abe Foxman has been the spokesperson for that. There's a really brilliant documentary film about it. It has 27 offices in the United States, where its budget is about $70 million. It has offices and outposts around the world. I noticed that the article I wrote called Israeli Canadian Thought Police Take Aim at Me. Right, if you Google that, that's the sort of my defense article that, you know, I just sort of found out about this within the last week and sort of had to come up with a defense, because now the accusation is Holocaust denial, which mm-hmm. is a pretty heavy term. But people will know what the Anti-Defamation is all about, Anti-Defamation League. You know, I saw, for instance, in B'nai B'rith, Hungary, in Budapest, a reference to the article that I published on, it's been picked up on Mint Press. It's mm-hmm. published on a site called American Herald Tribune, of which I'm editor-in-chief. So essentially, I discovered just a few days ago that the Canadian version of the B'nai B'rith, which has a long line of people they've destroyed in terms of their employment, their reputation, you know, it's a very hardball kind of core of the Zionist, they're essentially representing the Israeli government in Canada.
Well, let's hold on a second. Let's widen this a bit. B'nai B'rith is a basically Jews-only branch of the Freemasonic order. So it's a fraternal organization. It's a fraternity, Freemasonry, but it's B'nai B'rith itself is a Jews-only. You have to be a Jew to get in to be part of B'nai B'rith. And so the audience has to know that as well.
Well, of course, you know, these things are subject to interpretation, and you know, I'm one of those old-fashioned types who is very careful. I'm more comfortable with the word Zionist, which
sure
has to do with those who thought that there needed to be a Jewish state and did succeed in creating a Jewish state, you know, through the British Empire, through the Balfour Declaration in 1917, and then they flirted with the German government in 1933 and made a transfer agreement. They were looking, you know, they go to where they think the power is, where the big empire is. And of course, you know, interestingly, the Zionists and the government of Adolf Hitler had a good understanding and arranged that Jews should leave Germany and go to Palestine. And then, of course, the United States Empire emerges out of World War II as the sort of top dog empire. And Zionists do succeed in getting the American government, the U.S. government, to back up the creation of the State of Israel in 1947-48 and, you know, displace a lot of indigenous peoples from the territory of Palestine, which before that had been under the mandate of the League of Nations. And so when the British Empire was in the way in 1946 to the creation of the Israeli state, there is a very ruthless part of the Zionist movement called Revisionist Zionists, who gave birth to a group called Ergun and the Stern Gang, and they blew up the King David Hotel, where the British mandate had their base in 1946, were very expert in the way they employed this terrorist act to get international publicity, and they really are experts at false flag terrorism. And of course, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu's father was very deeply involved in this revisionist Zionism. He's head of a party called Likud, and Likud represents a certain aspect of, you know, Israeli Zionist movement. And there's also, you know, socialist Zionism, kibbutzes, but the Likud movement is, you don't make deals with the Palestinians. You basically try to eliminate them and try to create a larger Israel, a greater Israel, an Eretz Israel.
Professor Hall, I was rereading Israel Shahak's Jewish History, Jewish Religion in the last week, and there's a nice segment on Israeli expansionism where this so-called atheist Ben-Gurion talked about reconstituting the Israel of King Solomon and so forth, and it freaked out Israel Shahak. He's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be an atheist here, and you got this messianic vision for this Israeli empire, and it freaked. That's what really got him, it says in the book, freaked out at Ben-Gurion and these guys.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu and his father were very involved in creating a conference in Jerusalem in 1979 looking at the issue of terrorism, international terrorism, so they called it, and basically laid out what became the scenario for what we now call the global war on terror. So, these are the kind of subjects, as you know, we talk about on False Flag Weekly News, and that we see this particular convergence of power and influence in society is very important, and certainly was the primary determinant in what happened on 9/11, which was to advance this agenda. It was kind of a global coup d'etat. And so to talk about these issues, Israeli involvement in 9/11 and this kind of religious fable that has been developed, it becomes heresy to criticize this or to hold this up to inspection. So the B'nai B'rith, the Canadian branch plant of it, just very recently, planted a post on my Facebook page. And my Facebook page You know, I have it open. Friends can post on my Facebook page. I'm not always watching everything that gets posted there. I was in Kansas around the end of August when this apparently happened, although I didn't find out about it till a few days ago. But at the end of August, a post was put on my Facebook page, apparently by Glenn Davidson, and then it was made to disappear. And essentially, Brennibrith Calgary sent out an SOS, said, look at what's on Professor Hall's Facebook page. It's disgusting. It's shameful. And indeed, it is disgusting. And there is some kind of photoshopped image of what the Brennibrith call a white man, who turns out to be the cartoonist Ben Garrison, and he fits into this scenario. You know, I've learned through research in the last couple of days or few days, Ben Garrison creates cartoons that are then tweaked and transformed and made to appear with Jewish figures and Nazi symbols. And Ben Garrison is not that, but the cartoons he does are tweaked in that way. So this is one of those images who I find out the aggressive white man strangling the Orthodox Jew in the picture, having him in a headlock. this is a pretty provocative image.
Sure.
And then there is a tiny
Professor Hall, let's just give the listeners some background. This has been happening online with another guy named Sam Hyde, a comedian, where basically these kind of troll-like folks, they'll take a guy's work like Ben Garrison, or they'll use the image of Sam Hyde, this kind of prankster comedian, and then they twist it to make it seem like, Ben Garrison's this hardcore, militant white, pro-white guy. I mean, he's basically a libertarian. He goes on, libertarian like Alex Jones's show and so forth. And so these are the pranksters out on the internet that do this. And so they've done this with Garrison for quite a while. So I just wanted to give the...
And I'm just learning about this. And Garrison likes Alex Jones. And, of course, Alex Jones is a limited hangout.
Sure.
You know, basically working for Israel to do, let's talk about 9/11, but let's not talk about the fact that, the Israeli government and neocons in the United States who are Israel first had a big role in it. No, he's Islamophobic. So Alex Jones is an interesting part of this. But this image... we can say they're pranksters doing it, but I really think it's quite possible that agents of the Brennibrith, people who are trying to smear professional people like me, make it very difficult for us to keep our professional reputation, ideally get us fired, that this is a classic instance because this image goes up on my Facebook page. I didn't put it there. I didn't write it. I didn't create it. I didn't invite it. I, in fact, condemn it, which I'm doing right now for the second time, as I did on False Flag Weekly News 2 weeks ago. But with this is this text, this little tiny text. And I think it necessary that I read this in, not to give sanction to this, but to show the cunning, atrocious nature of this gutter press text, and to also demonstrate, because this is now being quoted freely by the Brennibrith and by Bernie Farber of the Canadian Jewish Congress, as if I said these words, as if these are my opinions, and I condemn these opinions. And even Ben Garrison, who is, this is attributed to him, he condemns these opinions. I've tried to email him. I haven't gotten contact with Ben Garrison yet. But so the text in it reads, okay, here we go.
There was never a Holocaust,
There was never a Holocaust, but there should have been, and rest assured there will be, as you serpentine kikes richly deserve one. I will not rest until every single filthy, parasitic kike is rounded up and slaughtered like the vermin they are. Now, I want to emphasize, I'm not reading this to sanction this. I'm reading this to condemn this. And my suspicion is that the Brennibrith may have had a role in creating this, that those who want to silence critics of Israel and critics of Israel's involvement in 9/11, for instance, Sure. And the way history is tweaked to serve their purposes, that by planting this text on me, I can say it's planted on me. I never saw it, but it's there it is. Professor Hall, Holocaust denier, and then these words being quoted, the white man has had more than enough of international Jewry, and we are fully prepared to smite the parasite for the millionth time. It's hard even to read this, but this is what the Brené Brith is trying to pin on me, like you would put drugs on a crooked cop would put drugs on an individual and say, oh, look what I caught on you. The greedy hook-nosed kikes know that their days are numbered, and unlike in the past, they now have nowhere to run. This time there will be no kikes left alive to spread around the planet like cockroaches. We will get them all into the oven, and their putrid memory will finally be erased. Are you cutting for an ad?
Well, we got a break. Hold it right there, Professor Hall. We'll be back in a couple
give
minutes.
Give me a warning. Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Incendiary Radio. Let me plug the chat rooms, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, hooliesblog.blogspot.com. Post a show commercial free every week, and then renegadetribune.com usually posts a show as well. And then thank everybody on 107.9 in Australia. Thanks to Sean over at Renegade. Now, Professor Hall and I were talking during the break, and basically we had the conversation like, unfortunately, this kind of smear on him is going to reach the people that really don't watch false flag weekly news. And this is a short segment. We got another break in a few minutes, Professor Hall. But go ahead and expand on that. You're not really worried about everybody that knows you from false flag weekly news or your writings, but unfortunately, the people that just pay attention to mass media.
Well, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Robert, and it does feel like you're a bit of an affiliate that, you know, I'm new to False Flag Weekly News. I replaced Professor Fetzer, had a kind of falling out with Kevin Barrett, Dr. Barrett, and, you know, there was some degree of reconciliation. But I feel like I'm a fairly new to the scene, and I must say it's a great honor to be with Dr. Barrett, who was smeared on Fox News for his teaching, is integrating the subject of 9/11 into his Islamic studies. He gets very in detail about what really happened, and an internal investigation said he was open to all sides of the issue and did a very professional job. But the long and short of it is he lost his academic position, sure. And he's been continuing at Veterans Today and with his Truth Jihad system. And I've, you know, he pulled me in. He was the first person I, after splitting the sky, introduced me to the 9/11 issues. I talked on a podium with Kevin and on his radio show. So I'm just going through this smear, which ends up with the phrase, kill all Jews now, every last one, attributed to one Ben Tel Aviv terror garrison. And so this is the language that is now associated with Professor Hall at the University of Lethbridge. It's a complete concoction. It's an engineered job, and you know, I didn't write this. I don't sanction it. I'm against this. And then here is what the Brené Brith announced. It said, anti-Semitism in all its forms is running rampant on social media, but this is the clearest and most obvious kind of anti-Semitism one could possibly create, said Michael Mostyn, Brené Brith CEO. Talking about me and talking about it appeared on my Facebook page. The classification of this anti-Semitic that this is anti-Semitic cannot be challenged, and the fact promotes violence towards Jews is beyond dispute. Regardless, Facebook has deemed it acceptable, despite its community standards containing clear provisions against hate speech. You know, Israel and the Netanyahu and Zuckerberg made a deal recently, and the head of staff of the Israeli embassy in Washington is now working for Facebook, making it very clear that Facebook is working closely with the government of Israel to try to quash all of this focus on Palestinian rights. And then it says, and then we get into another phrase here, every year upon publication of our annual audit of anti-Semitic incidents, a contingent of detractors accuses us of saying the sky is falling and that anti-Semitism does not exist in Canada, said Amanda Homan, national director of the Brené Brith League for Human Rights. This is all going forward in the name of human rights. Sure. Content like this is proof positive that not only anti-Semitism of a genocidal nature exists in Canada, but the systems that are supposed to protect us from racist hate speech don't consider hatred of Jews to be problematic. In other words, this is put out as a condemnation of Facebook because they asked that the post be taken down. Facebook didn't immediately, within the first few minutes, do what they asked. It took a couple of hours for them to take it down. And of course, Garrison is asking for the regulation of Facebook too.
Sure. Well, we got another break. We got a long segment on the other side of the break with Professor Anthony Hall, Incendiary Radio, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back to Erie Radio with Professor Anthony Hall, the University of Lethbridge in Canada, False Flag Weekly News co-host and editor-in-chief of the American Herald Tribune. And I just wanted to read this short like paragraph and then bounce it off Professor Hall. The B'nai B'rith has been front and center in Canada's increasingly notorious record of aggressively policing citizens for supposed thought crimes and speech crimes. The B'nai B'rith's assault on free speech in Canada includes among its objects for criminalization Doug Collins, Malcolm Ross, Jim Keegstra, Ernst Zundel, Terry Tremaine, David Ahenaku, and most recently Arthur Topham. The case against Arthur Topham and his radical press is still ongoing. By following at a distance the tawdry prosecution of the self-employed promoter, publisher, editor, and carpenter in Quetzal, British Columbia, I was made aware of a very significant text published in 1941, Theodore Kaufman's Germany Must Perish, outlines an extremely ruthless strategy of genocidal destruction of a whole people. And then you get into basically this thought police wreaking havoc on campus. And then I mentioned Dr. James Tracy. Now, was he fully tenured down there in Florida, Professor Hall?
Yes, I believe he was tenured. Well, I know he was tenured, and I've talked to him, and he's quite aware of this matter, and he's covering it on Memory Hole. Just on this question of the issue of the Holocaust. Well, the word Holocaust, you know, that nobody has a patent on it, an exclusive right on it. When I recall in the 1960s that there was in the air much discussion of something called the nuclear Holocaust. You know, after the Cuban Missile Crisis, the book On the Beach was being discussed, and you know, we were grappling with the fact the whole world can, you know, disappear as we know it, and all life can be destroyed, in a flash, essentially, through the nuclear Holocaust. And we have had a kind of nuclear Holocaust at Fukushima, which is it's a slow-moving kind of Holocaust. You know, we picture the big mushroom clouds and all. But in any case, you know, I do raise the issue that the genocide of perhaps 100 million indigenous peoples in a genocide that I think still continues, essentially, that started in 1492, that continues to this day in other in various forms, kind of internalized self-desecration, which we often see among Native Americans. What about that Holocaust? What about the Holocaust of Palestinian peoples and the fact that they have been uprooted from their Aboriginal territories and are being treated as a kind of criminal population by the government of Israel. There are many ways we can use this term Holocaust. So when you say Holocaust denial, this category to me is nonsensical. And does it mean that if you say there should be open debate on every subject in history, which is basically as far as I've gone on this subject, then that becomes the basis of Holocaust denial. And in different countries, you can be put in jail for Holocaust denial. And, of course, there are these laws in Canada about hate speech, and it's connected to Holocaust denial. This is the key phrase. This is the way to smear people, to discredit people, to ruin people. Now, of that list that you read of people who are the have been targeted by the B'nai B'rith, Ernst Zundel is a very famous name. Sure. There were trials in Canada in 1985 and 1988, where in fact there was an actual hearing on the evidence of what did happen in these camps. Were they labor camps? Were there gas chambers there? Were these camps devoted to sort of industrial scale annihilation of a whole people? Or is there other ways to look at it? And we had Robert Faurisson, who has looked at this issue and brought out documents from the archives, from the Auschwitz archives. You know, he's been beaten up 10 times, sure. And he spent most of his life in court. He was there as a witness. David Irving came in as a witness. Fred Lauster, who at the time was engineer, he was the top specialist in the United States, because the United States does have gas chambers. They have capital punishment. You have capital punishment. Somebody has to run the facilities that take people's lives away. And in some jurisdictions, gas chambers are used. So Fred Leuchter had no skin in the game one way or other. He just happened to be an expert on the issue of gas chambers. Ernst Zundel, during this trial, he solicited his help. This is an expert practitioner without an opinion one way or other of what he assumed, of course, there's gas chambers. It's all, we've been told about it all our lives. He goes over to Auschwitz and he does a forensic study and comes up with a conclusion that there weren't. Now, I'm not going to get into whether there were or weren't, but we know David Kohlstein, for instance, in his Republican Party animal, a Jewish neocon, he became a revisionist, and he said, there is issues about whether or not there were gas chambers. And, this is something that was talked about in detail and in these Toronto trials. And I grew up in Toronto, and I remember, of course, taking it for granted that Ernst Zundel is a very, very bad man, a racist, a white supremacist, sure, a Nazi. All of this, just seemed normal. This is the way it was reported. But now I find, as I look into the actual records of things, and, it is my professional responsibility to try to do history and evaluate evidence. And so there are very real questions here. And the persecution of Arthur Topham for his magazine Radical Press. Well, I put articles in Radical Press in the 1990s on Native people, on Aboriginal rights. Sure. And it was hard to get these articles published. And, of course, I've been very active taking the side of Indigenous peoples in court cases, representing these issues in constitutional discussions in Canada. And, I find it very offensive the way that the Brené Brith, and especially the person who took down Ernst Zundel, his name is Bernie Farber. He writes this outrageous article, this hate speech article, describing me as some kind of horrific racist. And he is, of course, the great liberal, the friend of Native people, and he's condemning me, and then he just quotes the phrases that I read out as if this is my belief. Sure. And this is slander. This is, but of course, you're talking about people who have the biggest, thuggery squad of lawyers. They're lawyered to the hilt. They have unlimited money. They are right within governments, and they work with police very closely. So the fact that, they are doing criminal acts, and this whole operation of mind control, mind contamination, because, these accounts of 9/11 and these accounts of what happened in World War II, the government of Israel has a lot riding on the fact that this not be gone into, this not be looked at. And so there is Bernie Farber running interference, trying to destroy any voices that might be critical of Israel. And that is the basic agenda, to destroy voices and silence criticism of Israel. And we're seeing, of course, this happening on many campuses through organizations like Campus Watch, through very elaborate Zionist organizations that go on campus and say, there's a professor supporting the boycott, divestments, and sanction campaign. He should lose his job. He's biased. He's doing hate speech. He's making the Jewish students feel very badly. Joy Kariga cannot teach at Oberlin College. This young black woman with her, very promising career, new PhD, she does some Facebook posts. And, of course, she believes Israel had something to do with 9/11. I'm accused in the Now magazine article by Bernie Farber that Israel had something to do with 9/11. If people don't know that Israel did indeed have something to do with 9/11, this amounts, this misinterpretation of 9/11 and the false flag terror events which have been going on, this misinterpretation amounts to hate speech, because to blame it on Muslims, to plant the lie that all of this terrorism, quote-unquote terrorism, is the result of Muslim fanatics acting independently, financing themselves, organizing themselves. This just isn't borne out by the evidence. And of course, we talk about Kevin Barrett's three books on different episodes of false flag terrorism. And I have contributed to these books. We Are Not Charlie Hebdo, another French false flag looking at the two false flags in Paris, Orlando. And I'm trying to, show a lot of connections here in a short time. And I am not going to accept to be silenced and intimidated with the threats, of course, and the pressures being brought to bear on my university president, Mike Mahon, to make me somehow disappear or put me out to rest or something worse than that might happen. But people have to be aware of these things and show some courage of their convictions. And it really makes me distraught to see the academy in such a derelict state, to see how many professors, faculty members, tenured faculty members go along with the lies and crimes of 9/11. It wouldn't be a good career move to put this under scrutiny. And of course, the chief criminal in this regard in the cover-up is none other than Noam Chomsky, who tries to condemn 9/11 truthers and make them look ridiculous and like somehow they're heretics, somehow not to be taken seriously. This is, I think, an orchestrated part of a very cynical abuse of the prestige that Noam Chomsky has built up over the years.
Now, let me ask you this, because there's a tons of these gatekeepers over in the basically patriotic conservative circles, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, all these guys, these gatekeepers just regular Americans that are, that aren't into all this kinds of research. But here's another one. Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready. And I want to play you this. And I was going to play this after I got off the air with you, but you're going to get a kick out of this. This is basically a synopsis of one of the final gatekeepers out here for 9/11. Let's hit clip 14. This is Alex Jones.
So both parties at the top have committed this massive crime. They thought the corruption would be so big that it would bind them all together. It's called the cement of blood. That's a Nazi term. That once they committed crimes together, that's known in criminology, that's known in gangs, that's known in warfare, that they would then stick together because they're all guilty. And so once the upper echelon of the government was involved in the cover-up, even after the fact, they could now be held accountable. And the word was, even major university professors came out and said, okay, yeah, it was a staged event, but we can't bring this out or it'll bring down the entire government and the whole system. And the greater good is let the cover-up continue. No, the greater good is let it all come down. Obviously, it's bigger than the Saudis. We know that. I'm the expert on 9/11, folks. I've interviewed hundreds of them. I brought it out 2 months before 9/11 happened. I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden, who will be involved, but he'll take the fall. On and on and on. We told you the whole nine yards, okay? And when I say I am the world expert, when I say I am the founder of 9/11 Truth, it's a fact. It's undisputed. I'm not bragging. But I don't need a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys here in 2016 to tell me I'm covering up 9/11.
You're covering up 9/11.
I'm exposing. You can stop it, Mr. Producer. What do you think, Professor? The one people he won't name is the Israeli government. That's
and of course,
problem.
He's in line with the major PSYOP, which is to contaminate people's minds so that they think Islam is some kind of violent religion, that Muslim people are deviants, and to facilitate wars in countries like Syria, Iraq, Libya. Libya, what a mess that is.
Now, let me run this by you. It seems like that the global masters, they do want to promote the most mentally ill, like the Wahhabist Takfiri forms of Islam, and get rid of the good guys like Assad. And the guys that are really keeping all these ethnic groups together, they want to get these guys out of the way, and they do want to put in the sickos. And that's my real problem is like these great leaders like Assad of Syria, the world is trying to overthrow this guy and put in the Tukfiri goons. I mean, isn't this the real truth?
Well, I think well of Bashar al-Assad, and of course his father, you know, he's inherited the position, but he's a doctor, he's quite sophisticated, he's kind of secular, and isn't it interesting that the government of the United States and Israel and their orbit countries, the Zio-American Empire, don't seem to really like secular leaders in Arab countries, like Nasser, for instance. And Gaddafi's not totally secular, and Saddam Hussein wasn't totally secular, and Libya, but it seems that, you know, what is sought is radical Islamic governments, theocratic governments that will balkanize the area, small little areas that will fight among themselves, and so to try to destabilize the Middle East. This was this policy was proposed in the 1980s by Oded Yinan, that if Israel is going to be able to survive in the area and thrive in the area, it's going to have to breed divisions and sectarian violence in the region, and it's going to have to do divide and conquer like every empire does. So Alex Jones is feeding the Islamophobia industry. He's feeding the contamination that would make Muslims the perceived enemy. And this goes back to a PSYOP, to Bernard Lewis, to Samuel Huntington's The Clash of Civilizations, which was all laid out before 9/11. And essentially, the military-industrial complex of the United States lacked an enemy after the demise of the Soviet Union. And you needed an enemy. And Israel First Neocons produced a new enemy, the Muslim world.
All right. Well, we'll cover this the last segment. We'll come back with Professor Hall. It's Incendiary Radio. See you guys on the other side.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Folks, we're back. Cincinnati Radio with Professor Anthony Hall, editor-in-chief of the American Herald Tribune, co-host False Flag Weekly News, professor at the University of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. And we just got a few minutes left with the professor. He's got to go. But, folks, you gotta really give this guy some credit. He's a tenured professor. He puts his face out there on Google Hangouts with Dr. Barrett. And he's getting drilled now by the usual suspects who do not want to get this information out. I mean, when you're coming to one of the biggest terror attacks in the history of the planet for every eye to see, and then these folks are wanting to keep a lid on this information. So, you know, support guys like Professor Hall. And I don't know if you wanted people to send an email up to the university in your support or not, Professor. You can tell them whether you'd like that
well,
or not.
Certainly, certainly Dr. Mike Mahon, MAHON, is getting lots of mail to condemn me. And I have to acknowledge that the University of Lethbridge is not, you know, is standing on the ground of academic freedom. So I am working, you know, I have a class, I go and teach my class at the University of Lethbridge right now, but the Brené Brith is working hard to destroy that and announces in after it got a technician fired at York University for posts on Facebook, says, unfortunately, not every administration, says the Brené Brith campus advocacy person. Unfortunately, not every administration is prepared to act with such decisiveness as York University, as the ongoing saga surrounding Professor Anthony Hall at the University of Lethbridge shows. I hope the administration in Lethbridge can use the excellent example by York University, who fired one of its employees, on this matter, and take appropriate steps to ensure their students are not similarly subjected to hatred and anti-Semitism on campus. I mean, I've been teaching there for 26 years. I had to get teaching evaluations. I've never seen this kind of language used, but my study of the Joy Kariga example shows that there is a well-established pattern where you stir up things, you get students inside the system, you get groups outside the system working with people inside the university, and you know, it's very coordinated. And we've seen this at, for instance, University of California at Santa Barbara, where William I. Robinson, Professor Robinson, was targeted. We've talked about James Tracy being targeted, Joy Kariga being targeted, Stephen Saleta, a Palestinian who had a job in Native American studies, he's targeted. So the destruction of the university as a place where truth can be identified, and where they're, you know, the highest mission we have at the university is to distinguish truth from falsehood. And once that function is dispensed with, What is the point of having universities if universities are simply a place where the politically expedient politically expedient ideas that are convenient to the most powerful interests can be represented, and the speaking truth to power is sacrificed? This is a very serious matter.
Well, and it seems like when a totalitarian system's really about to smash the population, the first people they go after is the intelligentsia, folks like yourself, Professor. And we just know that this is the template that is used.